Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hip music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Ringy ding. It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Happy Monday, you guys. It's Moose, it's Breezy, it's Intern Joe, and we're just
chilling.
On those good vibes. We hope they're sky high.
That. You're going to miss that so much.
I am.
He's like, it's my least favorite part of the shows.
585-252-9800. Tell us why the vibes are up. We love hearing from you guys on this 5th of May. My vibes are up because it's a special day today. It's Cinco de Mayo.
It is.
Woo!
I need to learn the history of Cinco de Mayo. I've just been preoccupied every other year.
No, I understand.
You know?
People were really big this yesterday, getting after it, out and about.
Yesterday, again, there's so much that's happening this past weekend, but yesterday, May the 4th be with you.
Oh, yeah, the May the 4th be with you.
Panicking about that.
And Saturday was the Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's just a lot. There's a lot happening. There's a lot happening here. So,
well, I put $130 down on a horse that I really wanted to win. I did a bunch of betting here and there, and I lost 80 of it, but it was an exciting 2 minutes. Story of my life.
I was going to say, that's a regular Saturday for you, Moose.
I can't. I'm so glad it's your last day.
Get out of my studio. No, yeah, it was crazy. The whole day Saturday was surrounded by the Derby for a lot of people, and to see that 2 minutes and 30 seconds or whatever it is, it's like...
It is. A lot of people were there in Kentucky. 146,000 people. Yeah. It's a lot of hype. But yeah, I picked the horse I wanted to win.
Did it come in dead last?
No, it won. It came in first, but I only put a little towards it, so I only won $50.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't make up for the 130 I originally put down.
What did you put the 130 down on?
A bunch of different things. Yeah.
That's so tough.
I kind of scattered it around.
Mm.
It's, you know, it's not like I'm a huge
gambler,
horse guy,
yeah,
or a gambler, but it was fun. All right. Are the vibes up? Where's our friends at? It's Breezy's birthday. It's Cinco de Mayo. A lot happening on the show today as well.
Good morning, Breezy and Moose. It's Amy from Sodas checking in. My vibes are great. Going dress shopping for my cousin's wedding. Then coming up, and then off to the gym. Happy birthday, Breezy. Have a great day, guys. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Amy.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Breezy. My good vibes is yesterday we did our adult Easter egg hunt. My family and friends were there, and I won $50.
Nice. Hey.
Jess and Jaden are here today. Good morning, Moose and Breezy. Vibes are up because we have a short work day today. Love that moment for you. They came in for our 2-year anniversary party.
That's right, they did. Did you buy your son a car yet?
Jaden's driving now, so there's that.
Oh my gosh.
I know that my vibes today, everyone's going to be like, they're up because of your birthday. No, they're up because, well, intern Joe brought us Dunkin', which is iconic. And I got word yesterday that my credit score is 700 right now.
Nice.
It went up 25 points.
See, now, I remember last week when I said mine went up 50 points, and I was like, Joe was like, you're doing well. And Breezy's like, he's not doing well. Okay? He sucks. Here I am saying, congratulations, nice job.
Thank you so much.
See how that works? Nice job. Good for you.
It'll plummet tomorrow. I'm not worried, so no worries.
That's why the vibes are up this morning.
Yeah. I'm very excited. What about you, Joe? Vibes?
Vibes are
up. Are you sad? No, you're devastated.
I am sad. I don't want to leave, but...
But contract says. Contract's up.
Let's talk about real quick. Let's talk about how you celebrated an anniversary over the weekend.
Yeah.
With your girlfriend, Big Red. And I was trying to be sarcastic. You sent Breezy and I a photo. Yep. And you said, Big Red and I are celebrating. And I said, congratulations. I didn't know what you were celebrating.
Yeah, I didn't know either.
But I said, congrats on your 1-week anniversary. And apparently you were celebrating a 1-month anniversary.
Yeah, we went to Outback for our 1 month. And then yesterday we went to a bakery in East Rochester.
Leo's?
Yeah.
Yeah!
Oh, they pay you good here. You sound like you're dropping cash. They pay you pretty good here as an intern, huh?
I got side hustles.
Do you? Okay.
Oh, we're not going to ask any further questions. Thank you so much.
How much did that bill run you at Outback?
Like $130.
What?
He had a coupon.
What? Really?
Yeah.
$130?
They have steak. Yeah. That's...
We both got prime rib.
They're like big steak people.
Did you pay or did you guys go halvesies?
I paid.
Good for you, man.
Best boyfriend ever.
I'd be looking for the gift cards. I know we have trade to this restaurant somewhere. I know we got trade somewhere.
That was Leo's the next day.
Good for you, man. That's great. Well, happy anniversary to you and Big Red.
It should be celebrated. So, yeah. Good. You, vibes?
Vibes are up today.
He's flatlining.
No, the vibes are up today. I feel pretty good. It's the start of a new week, and I'm just kind of ready to get after it. It was a chill weekend. I didn't do a whole lot.
Yeah.
I hung out with some of my...
friends from CSC.
Some of my CSC friends. I did. And we had a grand old time.
Oh, how's Hunter?
Yeah, everyone's doing really
great.
Yeah,
of course.
Coming up for the big story of the day, you guys. A woman is charged with doing this. You want to talk about science? Sending coded mail, drug-coded mail, to inmates at local state prisons. Mm. Did she get caught? How did she get caught? We'll give you all the details. I'm not saying what she did was right. I'm just saying I'm kind of impressed. This is very unique.
I mean, these things happen.
These things do happen.
Yeah, they do happen. We'll talk about it coming up next on PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, Cry For Me, The Weeknd. I'll cry for you.
Stopping.
Downstate New York woman is charged with sending drug-coded mail to inmates at a local state prison. Listen, what do we not do on this show?
We're just never going to reward bad behavior.
We just don't do it. But I have to talk about this because it is creative. I will give her that.
We got
to
do it.
New York State Police said Elise DeGeorge, 30, of Poughkeepsie, was arrested and charged with 3 counts of first-degree promoting prison contraband. Mm. I don't know how you even come up with something like this, but she knew what she was doing. She's 30 years old. Police searched her home. They found synthetic drug known as K2. I don't think it's the same stuff they're using at the brewery up the street.
No, I was like, wait, I put that in my hair for my shampoo.
But she sprayed it on paper along with mail, the postage, the stamps, priority mail envelopes, And this was all mail that was soaked with narcotics and then sent to several inmates at Five Points Correctional Facility.
So do they eat it?
Well, I think they melt it down, right? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm not a drug mule.
I don't know, but I know K2 is, that's the synthetic cannabis.
Right.
It's not like crack.
No, it's not. It's not like, you know.
It's not like she's soaking the whole thing in fentanyl.
Right. It's not that.
I love how Moose just looks at you and goes, right, Joe? He's like, I don't. I'm not sure.
Don't ask me.
So she was arraigned and is being held at the Dutchess County Jail. Only $5,000 cash bail. This girl's mugshot is so deceiving because she looks like she could have been homeschooled and enjoys baking and karaoke on the weekends.
Which is like, I'd hit it for sure.
Anyways.
I love that.
Her criminal record does not start with drugs being sent in the mail, you guys. Back in 2021, DeGeorge and five others were arrested for ordering counterfeit pills through the dark web.
Oh my God.
I've heard stories of people buying body parts on the dark web. I mean,
people do all sorts of weird, shady
remember
stuff.
Remember that weird show we watched where that person ordered MRSA and Versa?
Yeah, yeah.
She's like, I'm going to take out my roommate. She was literally pumping her with insulin. She was like literally dying.
By the way, when you go onto the dark web, how does that work?
Are you just
using a regular tab or do you have to open an incognito window?
You need like a VPN or something, no?
You need to use something.
Joe? What are we going to do without him?
There's something called Tor, the Onion Ring browser.
Yeah.
It just sends you through a series of VPNs so you can't get your location tracked.
Correct.
Because a lot of those websites
if they were smart, they'd fly across the country, use a public library to search and order it, and then fly home.
Right. Totally. Anyways. On camera at a library.
So what had happened was DeGeorge sold these pills she got through the dark web in large quantities to businesses and owners for them and employees to distribute at their storefront. Like, I don't know, convenience stores. Yeah, wherever. She pleaded guilty to criminal possession of a controlled substance and then was sentenced to 2 years probation. It doesn't sound like she's really ever been in serious trouble from these arrests. The department has not identified what the staff or inmates may have been exposed to or fallen ill from, but the incidents are under investigation right now.
Oh, so. My.
Well, shame on her.
Yeah, we're just not going to reward bad behavior.
Coming up on the show, Breezy kind of wants to reflect on turning another year older and what this new year is going to mean for her.
Yeah. And just like what this past year meant to me more so, because this first year in my 30s was definitely one for the books. And I think it's important to just reflect on all the positives and the negatives. So that's what we're going to do next.
You don't have a clue as to what you're going to say, do you?
I have an open letter all ready to go.
Coming up.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's your birthday. All I want for my birthday is a big booty girl. All I want for my birthday.
Hi, Stinky. Happy birthday. I loved celebrating you this weekend, and I can't wait to continue the celebration today. I hope your 31st year is the best year yet, and I cannot wait to see what it has in store. I love you so much. See you soon. Bye.
Oh, that's so
Patrice.
Precious. Yes, Breezy's girlfriend just weighing in here this morning. Peaks Why Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe's last day. There's a lot happening on the show today.
It's like a lot. It's going to be a very emotional show, so buckle in.
Thank you guys for being here with us. But a huge happy birthday, 31st, to our girl, Queen Breeze, this morning, who wants to kind of reflect on turning another year older. And I know for some of us, it's scary. Mm-hmm. Like, right before I turned 40, you weren't here for this, Joe, but for like 6 months... I would stay awake at night because I couldn't fall asleep because I thought every night in bed, my heart was going to stop.
Mm. He's like, oh,
classic 40.
The classic 40. The classic heart stopper. Yeah.
Yes, it happens. What are you going to do?
Oh my gosh. I know. I mean, I think obviously, like, some people are super into their birthday. Some people aren't. I'm definitely one of those people who is super into their birthday. But after last year, I mean, going into my 30s, I was like, it's kind of all downhill from here. Like, I hit that new decade. I was ramped and ready to go. It's very exciting. It's very fun. It's huge.
It's all downhill.
It's all downhill from there, truly. But I feel like I was talking about this last night with my girlfriend. And last year was so fun and so exciting and so monumental. And anyone who would listen last year around this time, I was like, 30 is going to be my best year yet.
Right.
And
it wasn't.
No, it was. It really was. It was something that I set out to really hone in on and take care of myself. I mean, obviously, a lot has happened in this past year. Some of the big highlights is I have lost like 80 pounds, which is amazing. I met the love of my life, which is awesome. I've made so many new friends, and not just like fair weather friends, like actual close, really good people to have in my life.
Yeah, friends for life.
We've hit career milestones I didn't even know was possible. Won 2 scholarships for us, like just really, really cool stuff.
I felt like I had something to do with those.
No, but you didn't even know I put it in for, but thank you so much.
Whatever.
So I just think that when it came to turning 30, I was excited, but I was also really scared because I don't really love change. And I know that a lot of people can resonate with that. Change can be scary, whether it be change in, you know, where you're living, change in job, change in age, change altogether is a lot.
Sure.
Yeah, it really weighs down your pockets.
Very much so. And I mean, the health insurance is just boosting through the sky. But I think I really embraced it full force. And to anybody who is like eerie about turning 30 or being in your 30s, I think my biggest piece of advice is don't be, because your 30s rock.
Well,
your 30s are insane. And I've only done it for 1 year and I'm so excited to, you know, keep doing it for another 9.
I don't know if you feel the same way, but my experience when I first turned 30 is that people, once you're in your 30s, you're just respected more. People are like, okay, you got some life under your belt. Yeah. You've been through a couple of things. It's all about life experience. You're just a little bit more, well, you're respected.
Yeah. And just like seeing, you know, where I'm at, where my friends are at. Like my best friend had a daughter that I got to learn and love and watch grow over the past year. Who was over last night, love seeing her, and a couple of my other friends are pregnant, and it's just a new era and a new wave of life, and I'm just so grateful because I truly have never felt more myself than I do right now. I think your 20s, you know, Joe, take note of this, but I think your 20s is like really just you figuring out what you like, figuring out what you like to do, figuring out who you like, what you like to eat, what you like to participate in, whether that be extracurriculars at the gym or, you know, a kickball league. But by your 30s, most people, and if you don't, it's totally fine, most people kind of have a really good grasp on that of like, yeah, I don't really like to do that, so like, I'm not going to do it. Like, I'm just not going to feel like I need to be somewhere, I need to be doing something. Like, I'm 30 years old. Like, I can do literally whatever it is that I want, and I'm not going to feel bad for that.
You're going to start becoming pretty good at saying no.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And we're not saying if you're not, like, some of you are probably like, so what you're saying is if we're not in our 30s yet, people don't respect us.
No.
And I'm saying yes. That's exactly what I'm saying. Like, Joe.
I'm like, no, not at all.
Joe,
like,
you got a ways to go, Joe.
Yeah, got a few years.
Yeah, well, we don't actually know how old you are. You keep saying you're 25, but I don't believe it for a second. but I'm just very excited, given the fact that 30 was just such an amazing year. There was so much accomplished. There was so much that had to be done that got accomplished. It's really important to look back and reflect on that because it's so easy through the mundane day in and day out things that you do, routines and all of the just things that you are constantly doing to forget how far you've actually come and right. what is actually behind you, because we're never really laying around enough to look behind us. We're always busy looking forward.
It's good to reflect on those wins.
Yeah.
And those victories. And you've had a lot of them.
Yeah.
I think the same way 30 was your best year, that's exactly how I felt about 40. It was one of the best years I ever had. When it came to success, when it came to growth, when it came to me finally feeling like I have a place at home again, it was just, I felt like it was nothing but wins. I felt truly blessed.
Yeah.
And I'm glad you had an awesome year, and it's all, you have so much more to look forward to.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you have somebody really close to you that you can now celebrate those wins with. And I think that's what it's all about.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very lucky. And I mean, just even this past weekend, I really wasn't, I know I love my birthday and I know I make a really big deal about it, but I really wasn't going to do anything crazy. And my friends kept asking, like, what are we doing? What are we doing? What are we doing? And I was just like, it's fine. Like, we're just going to chill. Like, it's no big deal. And they're like, no, that's so not you. We're going to do something.
As long as it's them. As long as it's them planning
it. They did it all. And I have really awesome and special people in my life. And I do not take that for granted whatsoever. So. Yeah.
And we appreciate you guys tuning in this morning to be a part of Breezy's big birthday extravaganza, because we do have a lot we're gonna do. We got some things we're going to give away for Campy Breezy.
Mm-hmm.
But today is all about just kind of celebrating Cinco de Mayo.
Screw that, Rod's birthday.
Happy birthday, Breeze. We love you. And a lot of listeners have been messaging in all morning. We appreciate that, to give their well wishes. We're going to take a quick break. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, intern Joe. We'll be right back.